From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Blake Terrence. Dozens of southern Missouri school districts can look forward to more federal funding due to a program that splits logging revenue with schools, St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney reports.
When the Secure Rural Schools Act expired 2 years ago, nearly 100 rural school districts touching the Mark Twain National Forest in southern Missouri took a hit to their budgets. The U.S. Forest Service had been splitting timber revenue 50-50 with those schools. Without that money, some schools cut positions and put off buying school buses. The deal is renewed in the latest federal spending bill Congress passed. Alton School Superintendent Eric Allen says he can expect almost $300,000 from the Forest Service in the coming months.
So that is very good news in the immediate.
Allen and other districts will get payments retroactively for the last 2 years. The profit sharing on timber is also renewed for 2 more years. I'm Ryan Delaney.
The second half of Missouri's 2018 legislative sessions kicks off next week. St. Louis Public Radio's Marshall Griffin tells us what's in store.
GOP House Speaker Todd Richardson says his chamber will spend the bulk of their first week back debating the state budget and voting it over to the Senate.
It's a budget that is balanced. It's a budget that fully funds the education formula, and it's a budget that restores deep cuts to higher education.
Aside from the budget, Senate leaders are planning to focus on lowering the state income tax and on passing bills designed to reduce the number of so-called frivolous lawsuits in Missouri. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin, St. Louis Public Radio.
The 2018 regular sessions ends on May 18th. Attorney General Josh Hawley is stepping up his investigation into how fundraising from a veterans charity ended up with Governor Eric Greitens' campaign. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum has more.
Hawley issued 15 subpoenas into how Greitens' campaign received a list from The Mission Continues, a charity the governor founded before running for office. Those subpoenas went out to staff from The Mission Continues and Greitens' private and political entities.
Suffice it to say that this is a very active investigation, and it is progressing by the day.
Hawley said he would be willing to legally fight any effort by Greitens to exert executive privilege in this matter. A spokeswoman for The Mission Continues stressed her organization, quote, did not provide nor authorize the use of our donors' information to any persons or groups for political or campaign purposes. I'm Jason Rosenbaum.
High school students in the Columbia Public School District will be marching tomorrow in support of the National March on Lives in Washington. The movement is inspired by survivors of the Parkland school shooting. The Columbia March is one of 600 nationwide marches held in correspondence with the march at the nation's capital. The students say unlike the highly publicized national walkout that took place last week, the March for Our Lives allows teachers and administrators to participate. Rachel Erickson, a sophomore at Rockbridge High School, says the Columbia March is about constituents demanding change. We don't care if you're a Democrat or Republican, she says. We just don't want to die at school. The nationwide march is nonpartisan. Blake Terrence, KBIA News, Columbia.